This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly. President Donald Trump has been back in office for a little over a month now, and he has issued dozens of executive orders that have affected criminal courts, civil courts, corporate America, and that has a lot of lawyers scrambling. For more on this, let's bring in KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansen. Kristen, there's always change when a new administration takes office, but I think it's important for context to note that what we're seeing right now really isn't business as usual. Is that correct?
No, not business as usual. There's about 76, I believe, executive orders that have been issued in just over a month. And with each of those executive orders that are issued by the Trump administration, there's a set of rules that go through what that executive order means. And that's what's kind of very confusing to a lot of these attorneys, because one day there will be this executive order that comes out, they're reading through it, and then the next day there could be an injunction against that executive order, basically halting that executive order from taking place.
So kind of build on that. Give us some context about day-to-day what lawyers are trying to work through.
So I spoke with the Philadelphia Bar Association Chancellor, Kathy Jaffari, and she kind of really sets in place exactly what's happening right now.
There is a significant amount of lack of clarity, even within individual executive orders, that even the agencies are having difficulty applying them.
So, for example, she was saying that the other day there was something with the SEC and the FTC. There was this executive order that was put out by the president. Well, the one order, just that one order, has eight sections. And then there's subsections under each one of those sections, kind of laying out exactly what needs to happen. So lawyers are trying to read through what all of those subsections are, what all of those sections are, and what all of those subsections are, and then saying, does this apply to my client? Or if you're an in-house attorney, does, like at a bank or something like that, how does this affect the company? What do we need to do differently? How do we need to rearrange maybe our company to follow that order? And then on top of that, there's challenges throughout the United States with federal judges arguing, some people arguing that some are unconstitutional or they can't follow it for whatever reason. So those lawyers also then have to follow every single court case that may be happening around the country, whether or not it's a challenge, and then what that federal judge actually does and how that affects that order. So it's a very complicated process. And then on top of that, Matt, there's maybe another executive order that's coming out the next day. So just when you think you're getting one kind of figured out, or maybe you're working on one, a second one comes out that may either conflict with that one or have just some other issue with your company.
And this must just make the day-to-day grind to a halt as far as trying to get things done, you know, corporate contracts, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is that, you know, attorneys have to follow case law. That's what they do, is they follow previous or precedents that have been set under other federal statutes. And so they have to just kind of keep up with all of those federal statutes and then see the constitutionality. And then on top of that, figure out how that affects their own company, right or wrong. And then even sometimes decide, do we want to challenge that executive order and say that that's not going to work for us as a company? That's going to hinder us from doing business. So day to day, very challenging for a lot of attorneys.
And I would imagine it's going to be this way for a while, given more executive orders expected and just trying to sort through all this, right?
Yeah. And, you know, places like and organizations like the Philadelphia Bar Association are trying to help kind of guide attorneys and kind of get, you know, attorneys that are doing maybe some of the same work to kind of help each other out, figure out, oh, well, that's not really what this means. That's what this means. Or, you know, here's the research I did for this. So they're trying to help guide each attorney with how that may affect their client or their company or in other civil matters. It's just a lot to kind of digest and look through, sift through, and research and organize to figure out how it affects us all.
Still talking about lawyers, but switching gears a little bit, there's also been a change at the U.S. Attorney's Office. This is something we usually see when the new administration comes in, right?
Anytime there's a new administration, I should say from an opposing party or a different party, there is a change within the U.S. Attorney's Office. And that's, in our case here in Philadelphia, it would be for the Eastern District, but there's also one obviously for New Jersey. That U.S. attorney resigned back when Trump was sworn into office, knowing that he was going to be replaced. And the U.S. attorney, Jacqueline Romero, just resigned this week, knowing she would be replaced. It's kind of a lengthy process of what has to, of how a new one is chosen, but they usually go through a vetting process through both of the senators, and then somebody is chosen.
Any timeline on that, or is that still to come?
That's still to come. The last time this happened, it was about 6 months to a year when somebody new was sworn in. Up until then, you'll have the first assistant who will take over the office. But everything needs to align with what the DOJ wants. So whatever kind of prosecutions, charges, investigations, any of that has to align with what the DOJ under Trump administration or previously Biden administration wants.
All right. Thank you very much, Kristen. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansen joining us. And we will have more of the Week in Philly from KYW News Radio in just a couple of minutes. Please stay with us.
Check out the Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.